This Valentine's weekend, Corey Holcomb Friday will be at Palace Theater in Columbus, Ohio. Saturday at the Music Hall in Cincinnati, Ohio. And then Sunday at Duke Energy Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this Valentine's Day weekend.
Great.
I see that's tip number one. Work. And you won't have to deal with a lot of the problems that you might have.
You get can out afford, the house.
Get out the house and go work. Right, Corey?
Yeah, that's a good idea, man. I never thought of that. That's
good. This wasn't by design. It just happened like this, huh?
Yeah, man. I know this Valentine's Day, a lot of girls who know they are not in that number one position. What you need to do is just contact your phone company and just have your phone turned off that day. Because it's just going to frustrate you, you know what I'm saying? Being a guy who deals with, women who are not in that number one slot, you get mad because we don't call you on Valentine's Day, and it's because the person who's number one, they deserve to have their time on Valentine's Day.
So when should be her time? When is number two, three, four, whatever, the nine number ones, when's their time?
They need to make post-Valentine's Day an official holiday.
Is it post or pre? Because Valentine's Day is on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
Valentine's Day is on a Sunday, so post is after, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That should be a word. That should be a word in side chicks vocabulary. You know what I mean?
Okay, so if Valentine's is Sunday, you can't see the side chick on Friday or Saturday?
No, man, that's still
number one's.
Okay. Yeah, man, number the one might want to go to the mall or something. We should not have to deal with the side chick. We should not have to deal with the side chick's problems till after Valentine's Day. Okay? That's all I'm saying. You should get all side chicks should get a tattoo, even if it's a temporary tattoo that says post.
Wow. That would be a nice gift to go to take her to the tattoo parlor.
That's more like a tramp stamp, isn't it, there, Corey?
Post.
Tramp stamp for real. Yeah, but we got to get them used to it, man, because we don't mean any harm. I mean, they're very important people in our lives. It's just
and providing a great function
and providing the service that you need. Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right.
Do you tell the side piece not to call at all, Corey? Not to call you? Because sometimes they reach out.
Valentine's Day, it's really hard to have a conversation with you because I'm normally smiling with the person who I live with. You know what I mean?
Wow.
That one you live with, you don't want to change your mailing address unnecessarily, do you?
Unnecessarily, yeah.
Now what about flowers and candy and all that kind of
stuff? Yeah, do you send flowers and candy to the side piece?
It's never enough. Last year, I bought one of those big teddy bears and sent it to the side chick of substance. That's the girl right up under, you know what I'm saying, your real girl, the side chick of substance.
Side chick of substance.
Yeah, the side chick. That means she's been hanging in there at least 8 years. I'll just say 8 years. About 8 years.
So it's best to send nothing, Corey?
Well, I'm saying you can send something and say, look, I tried. That should be on the card.
I tried.
Right.
But it's not going to be enough, huh?
Come on, man. Let's be honest. All us guys, we've heard the same story. You couldn't take 5 minutes to get away.
That's the way she sounds to you, Corey.
Come on, women. I know it's women who hear this right now. They're saying, oh, my God, that's me.
You mean the damn you couldn't take 5 minutes a whole weekend.
Right. You couldn't sneak away in the closet for at least 3 minutes to say happy Valentine's
Day. Why should you be in the closet on a special day? You're right. I'm with you, Corey. Why should you have to?
Right. You just wait your turn. Your day is coming, all right? Hang in there.
Can we say for entertainment purposes on this
segment
here?
No.
But this ain't no joke.
Okay.
Sad but true, Corey.
All right. Side piece Valentine's celebration.
Right.
It happens after Valentine's Day.
Not even leading up.
You don't
to
have
it.
To give flowers or candy.
Because it's never enough.
It's never enough.
It's never enough.
And you're going to hear 5 minutes.
You can take five minutes.
That's the way she sounds, huh?